Oh, there are three primary colors. Only three are primary, it's true. The world is full of every kind of color, but we're just talking red, yellow, and blue. There are three primary colors. Only three are primary, it's true. But if you mix the primaries together, brand new colors come right into view. Red and yellow make orange. Red and yellow make orange. Yellow and blue make green. Yellow and blue make green. Blue and red make purple. Blue and red make purple. And that's a lot of colors to be seen.
There are three primary colors, but one of them is Brian McTavish.
Oh, Steven Steigman.
How are you?
We don't do this often enough.
We don't do this often enough. Let's send Krasky on vacation more often.
Well, if you say so.
No, I don't say so.
Well, you're usually on the other side of the glass making the magic happen.
Well, right? Magic. So why are we playing OK Go?
Well, we're playing OK Go because this is their Sesame Street song, which always appeals to me. It's called Three Primary Colors, but so many more because it's a colorful run. You know, usually when you're doing the laundry, you don't want colors to run.
Right.
That's a naughty, bad thing. But it's a good idea when you're a participant or an observer of the color run. I think the first time we've done this in Kansas City, runners, walkers, amblers, saunterers, all ages, all speeds – Saturday and Sunday, Arrowhead Stadium. People can sign up for a fee around $50 to participate, but it's really about watching.
Oh, so what happens here to these folks who are running 5 kilometers?
They all have to show up in white T-shirts.
Oh, no. I think I know what's coming.
And at every stage of the race, at 1K, you get doused in a powdered yellow substance. At 2K, it's blue. At 3K, green. 4K, pink. And at the 5K finish, a true color extravaganza. They're calling it Willy Wonka colored goodness. And if you're wondering, and you do wonder sometimes about things, it's perfectly safe. They say it tastes kind of chalky. You wouldn't want to make
I was going to say, if I'm running a 5K, the last thing I want thrown at my face is powder.
Well, it will be the last thing thrown at your face at the end of the race.
At the end of each kilometer or so.
Well, and throughout, at the start and throughout. I wouldn't want to make a meal out of it. It's kind of chalky, high caloric content. So you start out like this blank sheet of paper
or
a coloring book, if you will. Right. And at the end, you're this cavorting rainbow. I saw an aerial shot of this online. And it was like this cloud of... it was like some sort of – it was a movie shot.
It actually sounds kind of cool.
Oh, it's very
cool.
I
mean, so at the end, my out-of-shape, sweaty body is soaked in colors.
I thought you were describing my body there for a moment. No, that's right. No, I'm not going to do this thing. I will go watch it maybe. It's free to watch. It's great. You want to be at the finish line. And it's happening at other locations around Kansas City.
Oh.
But all of these basically sold out, if you will. So many people love to do this. It's a bonding moment. I mean, everyone goes at their own pace, and then you get pelted – with unlimited amounts of crazy colors at the end.
Thank God for the internet so I can look and find the pictures on this. So this one is 8:30 Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday, both days.
At Arrowhead Stadium.
At Arrowhead. Go to thecolorrun.com/Kansas City. It's very cool.
Overplayed.
Never.
Wedding music.
It's never overplayed.
Oh, well.
No, not for Waterfest. It's water music.
Oh,
we're
going
to talk about
it. Okay,
that's
good.
Right.
Yeah.
You approved of this music.
I did approve of this music. Yeah. I had editorial control and I said, okay.
But you want to have it both ways as usual.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hottie, right, this weekend.
Absolutely.
Drink plenty of water. No better place to stay hydrated than Waterfest in downtown Excelsior Springs. Famous for its mineral water and much more today through Sunday.
What does the mineral water up in Excelsior Springs taste like?
Well, I would dare say it tastes like something because the mineral water with quotes around it that you get at the Hy-Vee or the Price Chopper or the Hen House, it doesn't taste like anything. So I'd like to think, and you know, here we go.
This sulfur?
Yes. Yes, but in a healthy.
Just what You know, first I'm going to go for a run, get doused with colors, chalky colors. I'm going to get in my white, you know, upholstered car and go up to Excelsior Springs and drink some egg-smelling water.
Yes.
But actually, it sounds – what else can you do other than Excelsior Springs?
We have talked about a bunch of family-friendly outdoor summer festivals on this program over the years.
Yeah.
Lots of different stuff to do. But this one opens the floodgates of fun. Okay, this is like a template. This is like, you know, if you had to do one family festival, I dare say this might be the one. It's got something for everybody.
Okay, do tell.
You've got your Kansas City Chiefs players, Anthony Davis and Dexter McCluster, who for some reason I like to affectionately call Little Dexter. I'm a fan. I'm a season ticket holder. I'm afraid he's going to get hurt every time he touches the ball, but he's going to be there, and he can tell you how he avoids injury.
Well, okay? That's really funny because I call you Little McTavish.
Well, that's a term of affection as well, I'm sure.
And it's completely not true, but.
It's not true at all. Anyway, of course, you've got your live music. You've got your food. There's a Waterfest parade with who else but the Marching Cobras at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Yeah. You got your fireworks, a hickory stick golf tournament, a strongest man competition. This even has balloon rides, the real thing, right? Helium up in the air and stuff.
Hot air.
Oh, did I say helium?
Yeah, helium's the stuff in the latex balloons.
Well, you could do helium on the hot air balloon, and that would go together.
Wow, and then after the balloon comes down, you could like inhale all that helium.
Yeah, but you don't really get high on helium, do you? Not really.
No. Your voice just goes up like this.
And you know, of course, you got the beer garden, the car show on Sunday only. They have their own 5K run. These things are contagious. You got to have the quilt show. There's a Mr. and Ms. I like the political correctness of that. Water Fest pageant, dog contests, a lawn tractor pull, and more.
That's the Waterfest up in Excelsior Springs. All of Brian's picks on our website at kcur.org.
Party in my pants, party in my Nikes, party with the Gemini, party with the Pisces, party with the loser, party with the weirdo, party with the punk, he plugs in his earlobes, party in a bathtub, party on my rooftop, I'll stop when you stop, party like twins do, synchronicity, party with the old school cast of Felicity, party with the fuzz, party with some criminals, party with the hurricanes, party with the Seminoles, party with a stranger, party with the newborn, Southsiders, party with the shoehorn. Party with Obama, cha-cha slide with your mama, party with the point guard, party with the head coach, party like a dick cause the said so.
We just wanna party. If you don't like it, then I'm sorry. We just wanna party. If you don't like it, then I'm sorry.
That's on, isn't it?
you devil. Yes, that's who else but Kay Flay.
You know, I never heard of Kay Flay.
I had not heard of Kay Flay until just a little while ago, and now I can't get enough of Kay Flay.
I love Kay Flay.
She is the self-dubbed hip-hop queen, young and bursting with ideas, and the talent to turn them into compelling, popular sounds. No matter how much bleeping we do of this song on the air, she triumphs. She is loved by the music press. She's been called the charismatic rhyme maven, and her background suggests a fascinating collision of influences. She holds dual psychology and sociology degrees from Stanford University. She grew up in the Chicagoland area, listening to her father's classic rock records.
What's her real name?
Her real name, you stumper, you.
Sorry.
It's Kay Flay. Who would suggest otherwise? But she really got, as a kid, heavily into the whole Parliament Funkadelic Get Down thing. In college, she developed into a performer in the San Francisco Bay Area hip-hop scene.
Mm-hmm.
She's a one-woman dance floor filler. She creates the beats. She sings. She raps. She plays guitar, keyboards, drums.
Wow.
She's inquisitive. She's clever. She produces herself in the recording studio. And as we've heard, she likes to party with this kind of ironic confidence that so many of today's younger set go for. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. She's complicated yet wholly approachable. She has another tune. I would encourage listeners to check it out. We Hate Everyone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do we really? Well, we do, of course. But do we really? Do you follow me? Do you want to? It's up to the listener. In other words, you know, you might say she's leading the clearly ambiguous way. I mean, I really like her. I really like her.
Yeah.
And you really like her this weekend at the Riot Room, we should say. At the Riot Room in the heart of Westport, 9 o'clock. Friday night.
By the way, if you like turtles,
go
see the video for that one.
Oh my gosh, right. At the end of the video for Party, if you like turtles, it's less than 2 minutes long, and there's a turtle at the end. You won't be disappointed.
Don't give it away.
Yeah.
You take the dog, I'll take the Galaxy 500. You get the cat, I get the cats you don't want anymore.
You take the fish, I'll take a bowl. You take the dishes while you're at it, take my soul. But things ain't so bad, cause I've got a Galaxy 500.
Galaxy 500.
At least he got the Galaxy 500.
Who is
right?
that? Who is that?
He is Psycho Billy Kingpin, the Reverend Horton Heat, 8 o'clock Saturday at the Crossroads KC stage in the middle of the Crossroads Arts District downtown. Just when you think it can't get any hotter in KC, the Reverend Heat will sizzle on stage. Okay, it's punk meets rockabilly meets country surf, big band swing.
It's got everything.
It thrashes. And when the spirit moves him, the Reverend takes on the persona of a revivalist preacher on stage, but twisted, Stephen, very, very twisted.
Wow.
He's also got a very sincere Christmas album. He's very complicated. His version of Frosty the Snowman is touching. Now, if you want to touch him back, Stephen, that's your call. But you got to check this guy out. He'll, yeah, he's
8
great.
8 p.m. Saturday at Crossroads. Who are we hearing right now?
That's Ginuwine, R&P, one smooth... Did I say R&P?
R&P,
I was thinking of the A&P for some reason. Uh-huh. Anyway, R&B soul singer, so smooth, 8 o'clock Saturday night, Midland Theater. Ginuwine, singer, songwriter, dancer, actor, heartthrob. Latest album, A Man's Thoughts. And ladies, my guess is that those are about you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Brian McTavish. Brian, thank you very much.
Thank you, Stephen.
You'll find Brian's complete list on our website at kcur.org, as well as bios of our guests and much more information at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Monday, the political pundits return to our studios. Our show's theme music is by Bobby Watson and the UMKC Conservatory of Music Concert Jazz Band. We had help this week from KCUR's Danny Alexander, Greta Wendelin, and Kim Noble. Steve Kraske returns Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm Steven Steigman, and you are up to date. Thank you.